the Full Circle Podcast on Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, editing the Full Circle Podcast, Part 5, Post and Packing. Hello world, and welcome to our show on Hacker Public Radio. Now, part 5 on our series on producing the podcast. We've prepped, recorded, edited, and assembled. Now it's time to release the show on an unsuspecting world. All the hard work done? Not quite.
The Full Circle Podcast is the companion to Full Circle Magazine, the independent magazine for the Ubuntu community. Find us at fullcirclemagazine.org/podcast.
Editing the Full Circle Podcast, Part 5, Post and Packing. It's the final part of this series, packaging, exporting, and posting the show. At some point, I have to decide that the episode is finished. I'll apply the final filter of dynamic range compression to the edited voice tracks, check the mix down, then it's time to export the episode for release. In order to keep the download size manageable, we've already converted the constituent tracks from stereo to mono audio. That nearly halves the data. The audio files themselves now have to be scrunched down for the release version. In Audacity, that means File, Export, then choose my output options. I create a Quality 4 OGG audio file and a Lo-Fi MP3 audio file in joint stereo at a bitrate of 65 to 96 kbps, for those technically minded among you. I'm not aiming for perfect audio reproduction on somebody's Bang & Olufsen speakers, but I reckon if I can get it to sound like FM radio, that's probably good enough. I produce both MP3 for iTunes and the proprietary music players, like my phone, and an OGG file for the open source evangelists and my desktop. I also produce a high-quality original FLAC file in case I need to drag it back in and create any other file formats and quality settings at a later date, FLAC being the lossless audio format. Metadata, that's tags to you and me. Before I do my first export, the extra dialog box prompts me for the track tags, or metadata. That's data about the track and not the audio track itself. Clear? Good. In other words, this is artist, title, album, year, comments, copyrights, and so on. I fill those in, select the file name to export, and then go do something else for a while. Checking the output file. When I have my exported files, I import them back into Audacity to perform a spot check and visually check the waveform, making sure I've got no embarrassing silences, gaps, dropouts, or leveling issues. I also go through the show, noting the time marks for each section to include in the show notes, so you can jump straight to your favourite segments or skip over the stuff you don't want to hear. Checking the tags in an audio player. Audacity doesn't write perfect tags. I usually have to edit the MP3 as the year tag in Audacity doesn't get populated, but it does in the OGG file and FLAC file. However, it's the comment field that doesn't get populated in the OGG file. Go figure. Upload. I will upload the OGG and MP3 files onto the Full Circle Magazine server using FTP, that's File Transfer Protocol, through FileZilla, which is my current favoured FTP program. Show notes. I think the show notes are almost as important as the show. This is where the extra value is derived for the listener. Additional description and links to original sources or supplementary links for more detail, be it websites, reviews, downloads, or anything else that we've spotted. All the links are stashed into a text file until it's time for me to post the show on the server. Episode posts. Our main distribution platform is the Full Circle Magazine site. This means dealing with WordPress, creating the post, and remembering all the post tags, descriptions, and runtimes. If you've been watching the comments pages and the forum for the magazine, you will know that I've had problems with the PodPress plugin. In short, PodPress has been modifying the WordPress posts and creating custom fields for some, but not all, of our external music links, putting those links into the RSS and Atom feeds, usually at the expense of one or other of the OGG or MP3 file for the show itself. So when you try and download from the RSS, you get the incidental music, but not the episode itself. However, since we started using our own link shortener for external music links, PodPress is left with just the specified episode files in the media file section of the post and doesn't short change us on the RSS feed. Entering the show notes is not quite as simple as I would like. You have to remember the settings for the embedded OGG and MP3 players, include the links for the topics, news stories, and software discussed. The timings go in manually, and I try to format the thing to look exactly the same each time. Linking the media into the show notes. I create the entries for the media, linking to the uploaded media files on the Full Circle server. The RSS and Atom feeds will get updated by PodPress from here. I'll also link in Dave's transcript for a game review if he has one. Finally, letting the world know. WordPress builds the RSS and Atom feeds automatically, so as long as I've entered the information correctly, the feeds should be good. Except some feed readers seem not to like the format that PodPress applies, and we're still working on that. Subscribers get the notifications of new episodes, as do sites such as iTunes, which I configured early this year. Other notifications include the Full Circle forums, where I add to an existing post or sticky or start a new thread. I put a summary entry on the podcast team's working site and also on my blog. And that's it. A complete episode of the Full Circle podcast. Until the next episode, when it starts all over again.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.